This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Kurt Marth from Oakley is a Kansas Soybean Commissioner and represents Kansas on the United Soybean Board. And Kurt, during the week of June 22nd through the 26th, the Take Action Initiative is highlighting Pest Week, which looks at pest resistance management.
Yes, it sure does. We're excited, you know, from the USB side of things, that we wanted to designate a week and just to really put a reminder out there to our farmers and our custom applicators that it's really important that we're scouting and looking for those weeds, because what we do now will affect, you know, what happens on our farm for quite a while. It's important that we invest in our best management practices that we can to prevent these problems, because it's really only up to us. There's no one else is going to come on our farm and take care of our weed problems or any of our pest problems that we have.
And the Take Action Network really looks at all the information compiled about weed, insect, and disease experts. And really, it's unbiased information, too.
Yes, it is. It was an industry-wide partnership that the Soybean Checkoff went along with some commodity groups, an academic institution, and some agrochemical companies to put together a program that farmers could receive free. I mean, it's a free app and it's a website that you can go on to. It's iwilltakeaction.com, and the app is Take Action app. If you go on your app store, you can find it there for free. And it's just a really handy tool to help you identify the weeds or identify the insects or a fungus disease. And it'll help you identify it and then help lead you to some solutions or some help to get there. It's really a cool chemical program. Like, for example, you can find out the different modes each chemical acts. So yesterday, I typed in Halix GT. It's a pretty well-used, common chemical name, and it listed out all the components of that chemical and what group each of those chemicals is. So now that I'm ready for my next spray program, I can look and see if I can find a different chemical with a different mode of action that will work better on those weeds and not be using the same chemical every time. And, you know, that's the best way to build up resistance, is using the same thing over and over again.
And once again, the website, iwilltakeaction.com. Kurt, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you, Greg, and you have a great day.
That is Kurt Marth from Oakley. He is a Kansas Soybean Commissioner and represents Kansas on the United Soybean Board, and he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.